During World War II, as the United States battled Japan and other Axis powers, 14,000 Japanese Americans were incarcerated at a remote camp in the shadow of Heart Mountain, Wyoming. Ex-internees, their descendants, and local residents worked together to develop a place that would tell the stories of the forced relocation and teach its visitors lessons for the future. This weekend will be the grand opening of the Heart Mountain Interpretive Learning Center. The road to Heart Mountain, Wyoming is lined with golden fields of hay in late summer. The landscape is mostly empty until a tall smokestack appears on the horizon, growing into a vertical, dark line above the fields. It's all that remains of the hospital at Heart Mountain Internment Camp. Then, Heart Mountain itself looms in the distance. Replicas of barracks have been erected where the original camp stood. They house the Heart Mountain Interpretive Learning Center. Walking into the newly opened museum is to travel back in time, surrounded by the faces and voices of those who were held here against their will.
I don't want to go.
So here you go through a doorway and you have the railing just like getting on board a train, and you travel to Heart Mountain.
Steve Leisure, the center's executive director, leads the way past an exhibit showing the internment orders that were posted in Western cities in the hysteria that followed Japan's surprise bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941. Japanese-American families across the West were ordered to pack what they could carry and get on trains, headed to isolated camps like the one at Heart Mountain. At the time, this camp was the third largest town in Wyoming. Exhibits follow the timeline, from normal life on the West Coast to sudden deportation.
But I am an American citizen. Why are they treating us like criminals? What will happen to them?
The history is written as first-person accounts, and recorded testimony by ex-internees abounds.
So you're going to hear from Peggy, who said that she lost everything when you pushed button number 4.
I keep dreaming of that place all the time because I figure that was our home.
10 Japanese internment camps were set up during the war. Only 2 have established centers to acknowledge and pay tribute to what internees went through. The museum at Manzanar in California is run by the federal government. Heart Mountain was set up by a private nonprofit organization. Shirley Ann Higuchi, whose parents were interned here as children, is the chairman of the mostly Japanese-American board responsible for running the center. Higuchi learned only recently about the importance of Heart Mountain to her parents, who were second-generation Japanese-Americans, or Nisei.
When this experience occurred, the Nisei being the quiet American and not talking much about this, their philosophy was to always look ahead, to endure, to keep on pushing forward and don't look back. I think part of what occurred during that process was they really didn't have time to really process this and grieve and get angry.
This learning center, she says, is one way to help the Japanese-American community do that and heal. Board member Doug Nelson says that the issues addressed by the center are relevant today as the nation confronts a different enemy.
Throughout American history, but you don't have to think too much beyond today, the effort to balance our national security with our protection of people's individual civil rights has always been, in time of war or national anxiety, has always been a difficult balancing act.
In that respect, Nelson hopes the center will provide the opportunity for education as well as reflection. He notes that during the war, some of the camp's neighbors accepted the argument that Japanese Americans were a threat to the United States. Others rejected that idea and sympathized with and befriended internees. In fact, it was local residents who wanted to establish the center and got former internees involved. In addition to their memories, those who spent time here contributed artifacts and photographs. Shirley Ann Higuchi walks from a life-size image of her parents as adolescents at the camp to a more recent photo taken at an annual reunion. Several generations of internees and their families smile as they stand atop Heart Mountain. Higuchi reads a quote from an elderly man who returned for the reunion.
I return to Heart Mountain to grieve, for all that was taken from us, our homes, our lives, our voices. I return to Heart Mountain to celebrate the strong spirits that helped us survive, the traditions we kept and treasured, and the bravery, creativity, and courage of people who face prejudice and hardship with dignity and determination. And he says, you know, I return to Heart Mountain to remember.
For VOA News, I'm Irina Zhorov at the Heart Mountain Interpretive Learning Center in Wyoming.